The Second Flute Concerto by Mercadante, with Irena Grafenauer, flutist, and Sir Neville Mariner directing, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble. Next, chamber music by Beethoven, and in the 11 o'clock hour, music by women composers, played by Carmen Ching, Boris Vayner, and mezzo-soprano Courtney Fletcher. It's a special Halloween Classics Live as we bring you a classical Halloween concert from our own Destiny and Mermegan, spooky pieces and sonatas for violins, with pianist Karen Savage and percussionist John Curry. It's tomorrow night at 7 on KPR's Classics Live. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Putting on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Chae Yung Park on Saturday. Tickets are still available at TopekaSymphony.org. Here's Beethoven's String Trio No. 4 from Opus 9 with members of Larka Budelli performing on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
By Beethoven. That was Beethoven's second work from Opus 9, his fourth string trio here on Kansas Public Radio, played by members of Larka Budelli. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU.
We are in the final stretch of this historic election season. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are making their last big push before it all comes to a head on November 5th. I'm Scott Detrow. Join us for live special coverage of Election Night 2024 from NPR News. We will bring you the latest as the polls close and the vote totals roll in, with the context and analysis you need to stay informed.
And you can do that right with KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News and classical music. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, businesses. More information about this is at cromwellsolar.com. It's 11:01, more music right after the news here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than 53 million as of this morning. That's the number of early votes cast less than a week before Election Day, according to the University of Florida's Election Lab. Both campaigns have been receiving backlash over the most recent damaging rhetoric that could cost votes. Former President Trump's pursuit of Latino votes is overshadowed by outcry over crude and racist remarks at his New York rally, including a comedian's joke that Puerto Rico was a floating island of garbage. Last night, Trump told Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, quote, "I can't imagine it's a big deal." Then there is President Biden's outrage response to that joke, which backfired when he seemed to level an insult against Trump supporters. He later clarified that was not the intention. And today at Joint Base Andrews, a Democratic nominee, Vice President Harris, also reacted.
"I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for."
Labor unions are blanketing swing states, deploying canvassers to knock on millions of doors. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports some unions say it's working.
Labor unions have poured far more resources into this presidential election than in years past in a bid to get Kamala Harris elected. While the first phase was all about persuasion, Danny Bowder, president of the Philadelphia Council, AFL-CIO, says now,
"It's a turnout operation. We're doing everything that we can to make sure that union members turn out and vote."
The United Auto Workers Union says its outreach campaign appears to be working. It notes that in polling, Harris had a 29-point lead among its members who said they'd heard from the UAW about the election. Among those who said they were not contacted, Harris's lead was considerably smaller. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The Israeli military is warning that it plans to bomb a Lebanese city. NPR's Jana Raff has details.
The Israeli military is warning residents of Baalbek and surrounding villages to evacuate immediately, saying it was targeting the militant group Hezbollah. The military notice on social media sparked panic among residents who flooded highways out of the city, even though many have nowhere to go. The map issued with the warning encompassed the entire city of Baalbek in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Baalbek is the location of an important Shia religious site, the Sayyid al-Khawla Shrine. The ancient city, including 2,000-year-old Roman temples, is listed as a UN World Heritage Site. More than 1 million people have been displaced since Israel escalated its attacks in Lebanon in September. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.
The U.S. economy is still on solid footing. In the last quarter, it expanded at an annual rate of 2.8%, short of the 3% growth rate from the previous quarter. The Dow is up more than 200 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
A little flourish for brass to start off this hour of music, which is mostly music by female composers. Let's hear music by Rebecca Clark now on Kansas Public Radio from our live performance studio. This is the Passacaglia on an old English tune.
Thank you.
A wonderful rendition of something by Rebecca Clark, Passacaglia on an old English tune. There we heard viola and piano, and the violist is KU's own viola professor Boris Vayner. And we heard Carmen Ching at the piano, and in a little bit, Carmen will tell us more about the Music Clubhouse and about the concert coming up this Sunday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lawrence at 2 p.m. that features this music by female composers. But, Boris, is that your arrangement of that?
No, that's an original piece.
Yeah. But so don't you feel like, I think that could be orchestrated. I think you
I did the arrangement for viola, solo, and the chamber orchestra, and I performed it last year.
Oh, well, no wonder I was sensing that, boy, that would sound good for a bigger ensemble. That's a lovely piece that is not very well known, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell us more about it, can you?
Well, Rebecca Clark, she was an English composer, but later in her life she moved to the United States before the World War II. And then for some reason she was denied to go back to England. So she had to spend her later life in the United States. She composed that piece, I think in 1944. And it was a couple of years after her very dear friend, another English composer, Frank Bricht, passed away. So although it's not directly dedicated to him, we tend to think that that might be the occasion she composed it. She uses an old tune that probably a bill.
An old hymn, an old anthem.
Yeah, from the book that probably composed by Thomas Tallis.
From long ago, yeah. 1500s. Yeah. All right. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you,
Boris. And next I want to talk with Dr. Courtney Fletcher, who is a mezzo-soprano and also a professor of voice here at KU. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Tell us about the Clara Schumann songs that we'll hear next.
Yeah, so I'll be singing two Clara Schumann pieces. The first, Ich stand in dunklen Träumen, is poetry that describes someone standing in front of an old painting of someone who they've lost and thinking about that person. And then the second piece, Liebst du Schönheit, is a song about true love. And the poetry speaks of, if you love me for beauty, if you love me for youth, if you love me for money, then don't love me. But if you truly love me for the sake of love, then love me forever.
Thank you for telling us what these songs are about. Let's hear them now with Carmen Ching at the piano. The composer is Clara Schumann. Here are two songs by her, sung by Courtney Fletcher.
Und starrt
Two lovely songs by Clara Schumann, sung by mezzo-soprano Courtney Fletcher, with Carmen Ching at the piano. And Carmen Ching is presenting a concert this Sunday that you're invited to. It's here in Lawrence at Trinity Lutheran Church at 2 p.m. in Lawrence, but it's presented by the Music Clubhouse, of which you're a faculty member, Carmen. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, is the Music Clubhouse, is that a music school?
Yes, it's a music school, and I teach privately there for one-to-one lessons for mainly younger students. And we also offer a music detective program for very young kids, like three-year-old, and they will be playing games and doing group classes. And we also have performance classes and a recital series like this one. It's the first concert in a series.
I see. Yeah. And you've recently received your doctorate in piano.
Right.
And you do a wonderful rendition of The Scottish Fantasy by Mendelssohn. And before we hear some more music here in the KPR Live Performance Studio, I want to ask you about, I heard that you played that in Germany.
Right.
As part of, well, there's a sister city relationship between Lawrence, Kansas, and Eutin, Germany, and you got to go to Germany and play that. Can you tell us a little bit about the musical sisterhood of the two cities?
Sure, yeah. Well, I did play some pieces there. It's my honor to get invited by Frank, and I did a concert with Ugo Vera and Haley Shoemaker there. I also played two solo pieces and clarinet pieces with Dr. Robert Watzel.
Nice. That's interesting about that, that a sisterhood can be musical as well. And we would love to have some German musicians from Eutin come to Lawrence. Do you know if that's happened yet?
I'm not quite sure about that.
Yeah. If it hasn't happened, we'll talk to Frank about that. Well, okay, so you are presenting this on behalf of the Music Clubhouse, of which you're a music teacher. And the name of the concert is Voices of Women. And I think it's wonderful that you're shining a light on some of these pieces that are not very well known.
Right. The idea originated from the process of me preparing for my doctorate recital and exam, and also for my research paper, which is also based on female composers from Hong Kong. That's where I came from. I featured two Hong Kong female composers, which are Dr. Locking Tang and Pauline Ng, who is my bestie for like 18 years. So, and in this process, I found out that there are some more pieces that are not very well known and very underrepresented. So I was like, I should hold a recital and I dig out some pieces and I should try to present it to the public and maybe my students so that we have more variety and music appreciation.
So at the concert Sunday at Twilight by Lok Yin Tang.
Oh, by now, Pauline.
Oh, okay. Now, will it be sung in English?
Yes.
And what's it about?
Actually, it's based on a poem written by Pauline herself, and it's about Skylark, wandering around the beach, the forest, and the winter, and she's trying to find a way out, how to start, you know, her flight. I think this is representing my friend's emotions during COVID, where she moved to San Diego and she started a new school, a new program, and she felt that there are a lot of changes there, a lot of confusion, and I think that's what a lot of people feel as well during the pandemic. So there are three parts, and in the last section, the Skylark finally took flight from the cliff. So it was a very expressive piece, very romantic in style, I would
say.
Yes,
about freedom.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
Carmen Ching. And Courtney Fletcher, if you don't mind, before you sing us a couple of more songs by Pauline Viardot, can you tell us about, Madrid and Hai Luli?
Yes. Yeah. So it's a fun combination of songs. Pauline Viardot was a singer herself. She sang a lot of opera and had a very musical family as well. And so these pieces are kind of inspired by other musical genres in a way. Ai Luli is the French take on Gretchen am Spinnrade by Schubert, which follows the story of Faust. So you can just imagine, especially in the piano part, kind of the spinning of the wheel and all of that. And then Madrid, you'll hear a lot of bolero-inspired rhythms and a lot of Spanish style in the music, even though it is still French poetry, just talking about the beauty of Madrid as a city and the people that live there.
Okay, great. Thank you, Courtney. Now let's hear those two songs, and with Carmen Ching at the piano, let's hear these two songs by Pauline Viardot, now on KPR.
Thank you.
two songs by Pauline Viardot, Madrid and I, Luli, with Courtney Fletcher, mezzo-soprano, and Carmen Ching at the piano. And Boris, on your way over to the piano, can you tell us just a little bit about the Rebecca Clark Viola Sonata?
Yes. Rebecca Clark composed this sonata when she was only 23. And she made an entry to composition competition that was held in Massachusetts. And all the entries were anonymous. And two works that split the first prize was this sonata and Ernest Bloch's suite for viola. So jury members were really surprised when they realized the sonata was composed by a man,
by a woman,
and they actually thought that it might be just a pseudonym for a man composer. But since then, it became one of viola repertoire standards, and yes, everybody's favorite.
Now, on the concert Sunday, will you play the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's hear the first movement of it now, the Rebecca Clark Viola Sonata. This is KU's viola professor, Boris Vayner, and Carmen Ching at the piano here in the KPR Live Performance Studio.
Thank you.
That was the first movement of the Rebecca Clark Viola Sonata here on Kansas Public Radio. And I'm glad we're making recordings of these pieces. These aren't recordings. It's live music here in the KPR Performance Studio. And on KPR, you know, music comes to you every day without a paywall or relentless advertisements. And that's because listeners like you understand how precious a nonprofit public radio service is to our community. So because you enjoy this music, why not help it to keep it playing? Become a KPR member listener at kansaspublicradio.org. And the concert is free. You're welcome to make a donation. And all donations go right to the performers. It's a free concert this Sunday afternoon at 2 at Trinity Lutheran Church in downtown Lawrence, presented by faculty member Carmen Ching of the Music Clubhouse. And the concert is called Voices of Women. And thank you to pianist Carmen Ching this morning, violist Boris Vayner, and mezzo-soprano Courtney Fletcher for coming to KPR and sharing a taste of their concert. Next, we'll have music by Amy Beach. And thank you so much to KPR staffers, Max Paley. A big thank you to KPR friend, Frank Barron. And also KPR staffers, Jeff Watson, Jason Sloat, and Chubb Smith were our broadcast engineers, doing a great job as always. All right, next on KPR by Amy Beach, let's hear her theme and variations for flute and quartet from 1916 now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
That's chamber music by Amy Beach, the theme and variations for flute quartet from 1916 here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, where support for the classical music comes mostly from you, but also from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District, now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. Old French Dance by Maran Marais.
In recent years, Republicans have wielded power in the Supreme Court in unprecedented ways, and this coming election could have big impacts on who sits on that court.
Neither party would be likely to give a positive vote to a nominee of
the... Emelsa Chang, the uncertain future of the Supreme Court, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 for more about that, right here on Kansas Public Radio. From KU, it's 12 noon. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. It's a minute past 12. Good afternoon. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Vice President Harris is trying to reassure supporters that she meant what she said at the Ellipse last night when she talked about being a president for all people, regardless of party affiliation. At Joint Base Andrews, she distanced herself from President Biden's reference to Trump supporters as garbage. Biden says he was reacting to remarks by the comedian at a New York City Trump rally who described Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. The fallout from that poorly received joke continued last night during rallies in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, where many Puerto Rican voters reside. The protest was held in Allentown, where voter Carlos Figueroa resides.
You don't just go in and start talking about that, you know, it's a piece of trash and such, you don't say that. You know what I mean? First, common sense. You know what I mean? When I heard that, that broke my heart, because that's my island. I have two houses in Puerto Rico. I have, you know what I mean? My dad was born there. My mom was born there.
But at a rally, Vivian Colon, whose parents were also born in Puerto Rico, says she's still backing Trump.
He's a human who has made some mistakes and said some things he probably shouldn't have. Doesn't erase the fact of everything that he's done for our country, has set it in the right direction, and I know he'll do it again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he is taking steps to modernize the State Department. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
Secretary Blinken says he believes the changes that he's been making benefit Americans at home and abroad. There are 5 new embassies in the Pacific, a new bureau on global health, new climate-focused jobs, and some basic changes in how Americans apply for passports.
Americans can now renew their passports online without leaving their homes or putting anything in the mail. So far, more than 1 million people have successfully used online passport renewal.
While he did not directly address internal criticism he's faced from diplomats who quit over Gaza, Blinken says he's read and responded to every dissent cable that comes to his office. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Negotiations have resumed between Boeing and its striking machinist union. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
The machinist union, representing some 33,000 striking workers, said it had a, quote, productive face-to-face meeting with Boeing. The union said those talks were held with the assistance of Acting Secretary of Labor Julie Hsu. The work stoppage has crippled production at Boeing's airplane factories in the Pacific Northwest for more than 7 weeks. The financial impact on the company and its suppliers is mounting, although Boeing announced this week that it will raise billions of dollars by selling stock and other securities to shore up its balance sheet. The two sides have gotten closer on wages, but key issues, including retirement benefits, remain.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm with the new podcast series, Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders like Jensen Huang and NVIDIA, who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 30th. Autumn's evening skies offer some constellations with great names, intriguing backstories, and beautiful star patterns. And then there's Triangulum. As the name suggests, it consists of 3 main stars that form a triangle, an accurate, if dull, description of one of the smallest constellations. The triangle looks like a thin wedge, and there's an odd coincidence involving the stars at the base of the wedge. One of them is precisely third magnitude, while the other is precisely fourth magnitude. A lower number means a brighter star, so the third magnitude star is the brighter of the two. Both stars are easily visible from dark skywatching sites, but more difficult targets from the city. The brighter star is Beta Trianguli. It's actually a binary, 2 stars bound together by gravity. The system is about 125 light years from Earth. The other, Gamma Trianguli, is a little closer. The star at the tip of the wedge, Alpha Trianguli, is closer still. It's in the process of swelling up to become a giant. Perhaps the most impressive feature in Triangulum is M33, the Triangulum Galaxy. Through binoculars, it looks like a fuzzy star not far from Alpha. But that little smudge of light is a pinwheel of tens of billions of stars, 3 million light years away. Triangulum is in the east-northeast at nightfall, and this is a good time to look for it, because there's no moonlight to overpower its faint stars. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, November 13th, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. of the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Andrew Davis, in Antonín Dvořák's Slavonic Dance No. 1, from his first set of Slavonic dances, the very first of his great dances for orchestra. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on through the afternoon hours, I'm Jeff Watson, and happy to be with you as always. Coming up this hour, we'll enjoy music for cello and piano by Bohuslav Martinů, a miniature suite, as well as variations for piano and orchestra, symphonic variations by César Franck. Paul Crossley and the Vienna Philharmonic will have that for us a bit later on. Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra are with us next to enjoy music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, something he cooked up in 1892, orchestral music in the same vein as Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien or Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Espanol. This is a symphonic poem known as a capriccio on gypsy themes or caprice bohemienne, next on Kansas Public Radio. Caprice Bohemienne by Sergei Rachmaninoff, completed in 1892, performed there by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, led by Leonard Slatkin on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 12:30, and still to come, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, with symphonic variations for piano and orchestra by César Franck. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here at the KU campus, breezy, cloudy, and 77 degrees. High of 77 for today. We're also expecting a good chance of showers and thunderstorms for later this afternoon. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms for tonight. 90% chance of rain, with lows in the mid-40s. Next on KPR, we're in the company of cellist Sebastian Benda, pianist Christian Benda, and music by Bohuslav Martinu for you. We'll listen to a miniature suite on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Boleslav Martinu, Suite Miniature, or Miniature Suite, Music for Cello and Piano, played by cellist Sebastian Bender and pianist Christian Bender on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:40, about 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us on this Wednesday afternoon. The holiday season swings with KPR's Big Band Christmas. Coming up Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall, the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will be on hand once again to provide some Big Band hits and Christmas favorites, too. Tickets on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Iniquitoria, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst. C.G. Jung suggested the dreams are intentional messages from the unconscious that, when interpreted correctly, provide balance and guidance in life. More at workingwithdreams.com. And the Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to use their passion, find their purpose, and make progress. More information is at kansashealth.org. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. We should have temperatures in the mid-70s. It's about 77 at the moment on the KU campus. A much better chance of showers and thunderstorms later this evening. 90% chance of rain with a low of 47. Tomorrow should be partly sunny with temperatures near 60. Next on KPR, we're in the company of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra to enjoy some French music for piano and orchestra. This has been described as a superb blending of piano and orchestra and one of the tightest and most finished works by César Franck, something written in 1885. Variation symphonique, or symphonic variations for piano and orchestra. Next, with pianist Paul Crossley and the Vienna Philharmonic, here on Kansas Public Radio. We apologize for interrupting classical music on KPR, but there's new important severe weather information to bring you from the National Weather Service in Topeka, which has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Pottawatomie County, southeastern Nemaha, northwestern Jackson, and Brown County until 1:15 p.m. A few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located over Goff and moving northeast quickly at 70 miles an hour, bringing 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, penny-sized hail. And this is expected to cause damage to roofs, sidings, and trees. This is affecting Hiawatha, Sabetha, Onega, Centralia, Wetmore, Fairview, Robinson, Morrill, Corning, Soldier, Havensville, Goff, Oneida, Hamlin, Willis, the Kickapoo Reservation, and Woodlawn. For your protection, if you're in the warned areas, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Pottawatomie, southeastern Nemaha, northwestern Jackson County, and Brown County until 1:15 p.m. We'll bring you all breaking weather information as we receive it from the National Weather Service in Topeka. There's a 60% chance overall of showers and thunderstorms for the KPR listening area this afternoon. Keep it tuned right here to Kansas Public Radio. For the very latest, we'll send you back now to classical music. Thank you. Applause for the Vienna Philharmonic and pianist Paul Crossley with conductor Carlo Maria Giulini with the Symphonic Variations of César Franck from 1885 here on Kansas Public Radio. Closing in on 1 p.m. and news from NPR is just ahead. In the next hour of classical music, we have Beethoven and Debussy, Violin Sonata number 1 from the former and from the latter, Debussy's La Mer, all just ahead. Classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. Quite a stormy Wednesday afternoon. There's some severe weather in store for us. Currently, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 1:15 p.m. for northeastern Pottawatomie County, southeastern Nemaha County, northwestern Jackson County, and Brown County. A few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located over Goff, moving quickly to the northeast at 70 miles an hour, bringing 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail, and it's expected to cause damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 1:15 p.m. for northeastern Pottawatomie County, southeastern Nemaha, northwestern Jackson County, and Brown County in northeastern Kansas. There is a 60% chance overall for the KPR listening area of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this evening. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Puttin' on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Purcell and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Cheung Park on Saturday. Tickets at TopekaSymphony.org.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Catch Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. And news from NPR is just ahead. Classical music continues in the next hour. Just a quick recap from the National Weather Service in Topeka. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the next 15 minutes For northeastern Pottawatomie, southeastern Nemaha, northwestern Jackson County, and Brown County in northeast and east central Kansas. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Vice President Kamala Harris is weighing in on the controversy surrounding President Biden's response to racist and otherwise offensive remarks at a Trump rally in New York City Sunday. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
President Biden caused confusion and controversy when he reacted to comments a surrogate for Trump made, calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Biden said, quote, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters, his demonization of Latinos." Biden clarified later he was referring to hateful rhetoric from a Trump surrogate who made the disparaging remarks at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally on Sunday. The Trump campaign says Biden was referring to all of Trump's supporters. Vice President Harris was asked about the president's comments.
I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
Polls show Harris and Trump are virtually tied in the last week before Election Day. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The final days of the campaign season have offered some clarity on the candidates' views on one major issue, immigration. NPR's Jasmine Garz highlights each, beginning with former President Trump.
He said he would invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, which allows the president to detain and deport non-citizens from an enemy nation during wartime. And Trump and his allies have talked about invoking the Insurrection Act and deploying troops to the southwest border.
Then there's criticism of the Biden-Harris administration, with Republicans calling them weak on immigration, while some on the left say they've tacked too far to the right.
What we've seen is Democrats veering more conservative, talking less about paths to legalization and much more on border security, also pushing a bipartisan bill from earlier this year saying that if elected, she will sign that into law.
NPR's Jasmine Garst reporting. The U.S. economy grew at a healthy clip in July, August, and September. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the latest economic report card from the Commerce Department.
The nation's economy grew at an annual rate of 2.8% in the third quarter, a modest slowdown from the previous 3 months when GDP grew at a 3% clip. The slowdown primarily reflects a drop in inventories and residential investment. Consumer spending, which is the main driver of economic growth, actually picked up some steam. That spending is largely fueled by a strong job market and rising wages. A survey released by the Conference Board this week showed the biggest jump in consumer confidence in more than 3.5 years. The news comes just days before a presidential election in which voters have consistently named the economy as a top issue. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks mixed this hour. The Dow is up 36 points. The Nasdaq is down 35. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. music by Sergei Prokofiev. The Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Naomi Arvey, with Prokofiev's Autumnal Sketch for Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for the classics. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for tuning in here on a Wednesday afternoon. This hour will bring us the players of Staatskapelle Dresden and the great masterpiece evoking the natural world by Claude Debussy. We've got La Mer, or the Sea. That's coming up in about 20 minutes' time on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options and funding for the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More at securitybenefit.com. Before we continue, a note from the National Weather Service in Topeka for the next few minutes. A severe thunderstorm warning continues in effect for northeastern Pottawatomie County, southeastern Nemaha County, northwestern Jackson County, and Brown County in northeast Kansas. A few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located over Goff, moving quickly to the northeast at 70 miles an hour, producing 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and small hail. It's expected to cause damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Pottawatomie, southeastern Nemaha, northwestern Jackson, and Brown County. For the KPR listening area as a whole, we're expecting to see more showers and thunderstorms throughout this afternoon and this evening. Keep it tuned here to KPR, the latest in severe weather. Violinist Gideon Kramer and Marta Argerich at the piano with us next for Music of Beethoven, Violin Sonata No. 1 in D on KPR.